everyone, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Monu Pubcast. This is Jessica.
And Allie.
From your Publisher Success team.
Today we are going to talk about a subject that is a major focus and top concern for almost all of our publishers out there, and that is...
Site speed.
Yes.
Exactly. We discussed the topic with a lot of you, so we wanted to do just a little mini episode about it, explain a little bit more, and give you a little bit of background.
Yes. You know, if after running a site speed test, you find that your ads are clocking in as one of the slower components of your site, worry may set in. Mm-hmm. All of my hard work to optimize my site and ads are the thing that's slowing it down.
Won't my SEO rankings be penalized?
It seems like my ads used to load a lot faster. What's taking so long?
Exactly. So we totally understand that site speed is that top concern, and we'd love to help. So in this episode, like I said, to better understand the limitations surrounding ads, the overall bidding process, and other aspects that are potentially causing this issue.
We're jumping in. We've also got some suggestions from our yield team that do the ad optimization, the implementation team that's actually putting that code on your site, our engineering team that is developing the code, and we're giving you the most accurate site speed tests, SEO ranking factors, and much more.
Yep. So to start with the most important overall thing, basically what we want you to know and feel very confident in is that here at Monumetric, our ads are optimized as best as possible to yield the highest performance for you.
Yep.
The primary difficulty with page speed for ad code like ours actually comes from the aspects of the industry. They're a little out of our control, but we want to go ahead and make sure that you understand those and explain those to you.
Yes. So although in certain areas there are limited things we can do on our end, we in your success team and then everybody else here at Monumetric are truly committed to doing everything we can in order to help your site run in the most efficient and profitable way possible. This is a conversation, and we just want you to be able to have all of the info that we have in one digestible area. So that's why this is so important to us.
Absolutely. And as things change across the industry, as new improvements in code and optimization come in, we are digging into those on our end, and we're continually trying to update and improve those as best we can.
Yes.
So Allie, how about we start with like the overall bidding process and a little background history.
I love it. Let's do it.
Cool.
That's a perfect place to start. And although a site speed test will tell you the time ads take to load on your site, it's not going to tell you why that time is important to your ad performance. Mm-hmm.
So here's just a little ad industry history to further explain.
So a few years ago, the best way to sell ads on your site was something called the waterfall method. A lot of you may be familiar with it. A lot of you may not if you're newer to ads. This may be something just totally of the past. Imagine you set up a lemonade stand to make some extra money, Jess.
Yeah.
So customers stand in your line, but instead of paying you a set amount for each cup, like you would have your sign up for 25 cents, you don't have that. And the customers are willing to offer you a bid of what they think the lemonade is worth. So the first customer might come up and be like, I'll give you 50 cents for a cup. And you think someone else in line might give you a little bit more than that. So you decline the offer and ask the next customer to come up, and they offer you a dollar. And you're like, okay, that's great. That was double. You eagerly accept. But little did you know that the fourth customer in line would have given you $2.
Of course, going back to our ads, the cups of lemonade in the story are the ads on your site. And the customers are the advertisers buying those ads.
Yes.
The tricky part about the waterfall method was that there wasn't enough time to ask all the advertisers in your huge line how much they would be paying for that ad before the reader moved on.
Yeah.
So while it allowed website owners to make decent money, it also left a lot of money on the table.
Yeah.
So the advertisers with large budgets couldn't control what place in line they were, and sometimes they got passed by and you miss out on that money.
Right. Yeah. It was a great system, mm-hmm. but it was very flawed.
Yep. And it stops you from making the most revenue you can make on your table, and stops those advertisers from paying what they would to reach your viewers.
Yes. Yep. In an effort to equalize the buying process for all advertisers, a technology called header bidding was developed.
Yep.
That's also known in the industry as pre-bid. At Monumetric, we have proprietary technology that we've developed for our header bidding, so we call it demand fusion.
Awesome.
That's what you might hear your publisher success team
refer to it as.
Yes.
Awesome.
So now when customers come to the lemonade stand, no line is formed. Instead, they circle around the stand and transparently state exactly what they want to pay for a cup. So you could quickly scan the offers and select the highest price, and then overnight, the price of your lemonade increased significantly.
leaving only one slight flaw. Paying attention to all the customers instead of one at a time takes more energy.
Yeah.
But it does get you the best price and is worth the extra work.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure. Header bidding still allows ads to be purchased in an efficient, cost-effective time, but due to its nature, will add a few more milliseconds to the total time it takes a page to render.
Yep. It's just the nature of the beast.
Exactly.
Okay. So just summing up, the time your ads take to load is actually bringing you higher bids from more sources and therefore making you more money.
Yes.
Since we currently use header bidding, like we say within our company, our proprietary is Demand Fusion.
Yep.
We use that via the browser, which might cause slight latency in the site speed because basically when an auction takes place, there's the time it takes to receive the bids from each provider. Then once a winning bid is selected, that creative is then rendered.
Yep. So yep. It just is literal time. It's not bulk. It's like we just need time for that process to be able to take place.
To get you that best bid.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And that's kind of the industry.
Yep.
That's just how header bidding works.
Exactly. However, the creative can include all sorts of external resources or require any number of redirects to reach the needed files to display that ad.
Yes, and these redirects are the good kind, not the bad kind.
Exactly.
Just the page acting as it should, not icky.
Not going anywhere crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, we
yes.
know that's a hot button word, so yes. we want to clarify
but
that.
But it comes from real web development lingo.
Perfect.
Although we can't expedite or alter most of that process, we definitely strive to make everything we do have control over as optimal as possible.
Sadly, however, there is a limit to how much we can achieve on our end when so many of the factors are outside of our control with the bidding process and the creative rendering.
Yes. It's just the other side of the coin. You're making a lot of money.
This is how.
Yep.
So with all this in mind, some of our publishers have wanted to clarify about the connection between the amount of ads on a site and site speed. So we wanted to confirm adding more ads does not necessarily translate to a slower site.
Correct.
We want to be really clear about that. Any potential site speed issues are coming from that basic way the head code is talking with the advertising demand that we just talked about. So our plugin, which houses this code, optimizes the advertiser's bidding process and streamlines the code we have on our end as well as the code on your site.
Yep.
Adding new ad units might very slightly impact site speed, but that's not where the heavy lifting is happening.
No.
Yep. So it doesn't do much.
Nope, not at all. It's like the bus is already going, you have more passengers. It might make your fuel efficiency a little bit different at the end of the trip, but you're not going to be...
It's not going to slow you down.
Nope.
Okay.
Now, some individual units may have a little more impact on site speed than others because of how long the bidding process takes for that ad tag.
Right.
And so specifically, the 728 by 90 has a longer bidding process because it has a much higher amount of demand.
Mm-hmm. Because of that high demand, it is one of the most profitable ads, right, Ellie?
Yes, exactly. So like we're saying here, I hope it's becoming clear on the listener's end, there are pros to the process.
Yes.
For sure. So when it comes down to it, it's all really a decision that is entirely up to you and your site preferences. The balance of revenue and speed is, of course, completely up to you.
Absolutely. So another thing we wanted to clarify before moving on is about the Monumetric plugin itself.
Yes.
If you've ever worried about this in relation to site speed, let us please assure you.
Yes.
The plugin itself has no effect on site speed.
No.
Basically, the plugin only inserts the delivery script and creates a setup for the ads.txt information.
Yes.
Beyond those things, the plugin isn't actually doing much of anything, right, Allie?
Right. It is just kind of like the bridge between our code, the advertisers, everything, and your site.
Perfect. So the effect would be the same whether a publisher used the plugin or chose to place the ad code directly on your site.
Yep.
The only reason you would see an improvement from removing the plugin is because you're removing the ad code, which removes all your ads and in turn all your revenue.
Right.
So not really a great idea, especially to your bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that is possible for our teams to do for your site, if site speed is something that seems to be a major problem for you, is set your site to load asynchronously, which is probably the most effective thing that we can do to help any site speed issues.
Yep. But just be aware, we want to make sure if you are setting it to asynchronous loading, it can affect your revenue and not in the way that you would like. It's taking it longer for that bidding process and thus not getting you as many refreshes.
Yeah.
So it's not getting you as much money.
And I mean, you really have to think about it as we are fighting a clock here. And it's not a clock of Google or anything. That is literally of how long that reader is going to be staying on the page. Like, we are just trying to make the most with the time that we have, and we don't know how much time we have because
we don't know how long that reader's staying on your page.
There's no way to know. So that is the con of doing asynchronous loading, is you are gambling that your reader is going to stay on the page long enough for the entire bidding process to happen.
Exactly. Perfect. And always, and we'll say this at the end, if you have any questions about any of this process, always reach out to your success team.
Please.
If you've listened to this and you still have questions or want clarification, email us.
Yep.
Absolutely. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you and clarify all this with you.
Yes. And we do research on this constantly. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you're like, hey, I actually heard things are done this way now or something, reach out to us. Let's have a conversation. We will be changing and evolving what we do to make sure that site speed is something we are on the cutting edge of always.
Yep. We want to stay right at the forefront of the industry at all times. So now let's talk about a little different aspect. When it comes to site ranking, you need to keep in mind that your SEO ranking is based on numerous different factors.
Yes.
Site speed is only a small one of them.
Yep.
The old adage, it takes money to make money, rings very true when you're running a website. Invest what you need in order to make sure that your images are optimized, that any heavy components like your video players are efficiently running, that your site isn't using an excessive number of plugins, that your hosting resources are properly allocated.
Yes.
And that your internet speeds are appropriate for your uses.
Yes.
Also, make sure our head code isn't cached.
Yes.
Explain that.
Yes. So if we are making updates and doing all of these optimizations and you're caching a head code that is supposed to be keeping all of those ad tags on your site running as optimally as possible, and your head code is using old optimizations, we're going to see issues there.
Yep. It's going to have a problem.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that head code is designed toward us fast and run first, and then all the tags. This removes any unnecessary delays in loading those ads.
Yep. And results in more money.
Exactly.
So we're not just saying this just for
we're saying it for you because that's our number one goal, is to make sure our publishers are super happy, not only with our customer service, but definitely number one with the revenue that you're bringing in.
Yes. All of these components that we just mentioned are things that might be a little overwhelming and you're unsure of how optimized your site actually is. Send us an email and let our team do a quick audit for you.
Absolutely.
We are more than happy to give you a breakdown and point you in the right direction of the best tests to run.
So speaking of site speed tests, remember that if you're seeing a very high number of ad requests, just be aware that it's going to be a little deceptive because of ad refresh.
Yes.
Every time an ad refreshes, that's a new ad request that starts the entire process over again.
Right.
So even though ad refreshes don't affect the content of the site from loading, it still looks like the site speed is slow because of those server requests that are happening.
Yes. And so this is something so important to keep in mind, that as you're deciphering the results of a test, you really need to break it down and look at each component. Ads are taking longer, not because they're holding things up, but because we are making sure that the longer a user, a reader, is on your site, that we're maximizing the amount of ads that they're
viewing. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. We want those ads to refresh. We want that viewer to see as many ads as possible, because every time they see one and every time it refreshes, that's more revenue.
And it's slick. It's awesome.
Yep.
It's great tech.
Yeah, we love it.
But as far as requests go, depending on what the test is you're using to identify a request, it's pretty normal to see a lot of them, honestly.
Yep.
So some tools measure each provider's call as a separate request, which can multiply total requests by a factor of 6 to 10-ish, depending on how many providers you have approved for your site, how many ads are on the page, and all those different things. So it really is important to make sure that you're using the best test.
Absolutely. To that point, our pros want to throw a pro tip out there. The Monumetric engineering team highly recommends using Google Page Speed Insight for all of your site speed evaluations.
Yep.
That's top tier right there.
Absolutely.
And if you're running that and you are not sure on some of the data, send it our way. We can have our pros look at it and kind of give you a breakdown of what we're seeing.
Yes, this is so very much a team effort.
Yep.
And when we say team, we mean you as our publisher and us at Monumetric.
Yep.
We know that this is hugely important to you. We want to make sure that everything that we are doing is resulting in something that's positive for you. And if you have questions, feel no hesitation or anything about reaching out to us, like we've said throughout this podcast.
That's what our team's for. We're here for you. We're here to answer those questions. We're here to talk about any concerns you have, any confusion that might come up. We are partners.
Yep.
And that's what we want to make sure and make really clear as we go through this and any other topic that comes up.
Yep. So hopefully you guys learned something a little bit more about site speed and those factors and how we're here.
And if you feel like these multiple other factors are not the reason that your site speed is slowing down, please let us know. We can look into the ads, see what might be causing the issue, dig into your site a little bit more.
Yes.
And we're here for you across the board.
Yep. Open conversation all the way. Thanks again for listening to the Monu Pubcast,
helping you pursue your passion profitably. Take care of business every day.